All right, Daniel.
Yeah. Can we start? I know we've been.
I just got an early start and running late all day.
Danny, where we kind of left yesterday was we were just going through and trying to basically get an understanding of certain departments. One department that came up that there's a couple of departments we held back because it needs some, it warrants some discussion. Probably the one that I had Jillian pull the report is animal control. Obviously, we got our increase, a 9.8% increase on animal control. Ron asked, what does the terminally say about increases?
I went along with the increase last year, but I won't go along with it this year without prior notification. They're going to expend funds out there. They're going to let us know if it's coming out over the budget.
The agreement itself expires December 31st of this year.
So our options are, if we want outside agency, this agency or another, we do a 5-3. Is that what we're doing?
Outsource? Yes, you outsource. Yeah.
I'm like Jim, I'd like to leave it with them, but I can't see letting any department, no matter what it is, have free rein on funding without... last year they spent, what, 2012 and 20,000 without our knowledge, and there was discussion about it.
It
went from 168 to 180, wasn't it?
Hey, look here. Last year, it went from 169, 2010 to 180, so it went up by 11,000 it went up last year. From 2010 to 2011.
Now it's going up 18,000 this year.
What's the request is?
198, isn't it?
I believe it's 198, so it'd be almost $20,000 increase. I'm looking at that. I'm trying to find that email real fast.
But now this is a request, Jim, but last year they'd already expended the funds.
Well, they spent way more than that out of their own money.
The request to replace what they'd already done, they had already completed with their own money, and they had the request of the $11,000 was for the dryers and the...
But they replaced the furnace and didn't charge us for it. They've done some. Have you been out there? They've done the remodeling in the front and all that. They've really spent some money over above. But the biggest thing I'm seeing is they are increasing their budget by $4,000 in salaries. The increase, from what I can see, is all in salaries. And disposal or transport. So when they transport animals.
Well, yeah, is that where you got to yesterday after I'd left and you were on that?
We went through some of the easy ones, but we left the hard ones for you.
Yeah. That,
actually, it could be better said that we felt you would want to be part of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, that's exactly how it was worded. We wanted to make sure we had three targets. I mean, three.
Did not want to move forward, even on a tentative basis, without your input.
I've already said multiple.
You said 9 words yesterday. I'm just keeping track.
Have you? All right. What happens if we deny it?
We may get animal control back.
Well, the thing of it is, if they're going to spend the funds, it should give us some opportunity other than this request is for...
Can I place on at 9:05 on Monday to approve payroll? It's not on. We have to have it.
Yes. It's still early.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make sure what class.
Yes.
Yes.
These are... these requests for these funds are monies that they've already spent, and that's what happened last year. And I went ahead and went along with it. As a matter of fact, I voted in favor of it because it was monies that they, I thought if we got it back, the money, the improvements were already there, and if it was still under the county's building. Somewhere down the line, I don't know how you want to do that this year or what. I do not want to have a loose, well, I'll just say this. There was pay increases out there last year, and nobody else got one from the county. Of course, it was from the health department, but it came through this, the same ways that it's happening this year.
The budget submitted has nothing to do with building. If you look at the budget,
well, I'm not over it.
Well, it's not in there. I have the email. I mean, that's the problem. I'm looking at the email that they submitted. Let me do a quick addition here so I can.
Can you print it from there?
I can't, but I can plug into it. $141,000 is labor, is benefits related. It's either salaries or benefits.
I heard that they just hired a new guy yesterday for the over, or last week for overseeing.
Yeah, but the salaries only went up $4,000 from 11 to 12.
How many employees?
I don't know. That for us, it was just take care of the service.
Well, I think that number one, we need to treat them identical to all other departments right now within the county that we're providing. And we're moving those salaries back to zero, and then we're going to talk about what to do with salaries. I know that that's by separate agreement.
There's a fine line, and I know where Danny's at. It's a fine line between managing a contract. Well, of course, here's a question for you. Time out. We have a contract that's expiring.
Yes.
Contract for services.
Yes.
We have to bid contract for services. But they're it's intergovernmental. They're a separate political subdivision, are they not? The health department is.
The health department is.
So we don't have to bid that service. Okay, so that was the fine line is, I personally think they're doing a better job. We don't have the complaints we used to have. Okay, I think they're doing a good job. It makes sense since they're already doing Branson's and helping the I think they're also helping Hollister, if I'm not mistaken, with their agreements. It makes sense for them to do it, but once again,
I don't have any problem with them providing the services and getting it done. I just don't like to be blindsided with increases that have already taken place and expenditures.
Read your email from Sheila.
Okay.
Just scroll down a little bit. It has to be done Monday, too.
That's the ones we knew about coming out. That's the ones I knew.
That's some of the ones, which is why she has asked for them to be on a weekly basis as they find them, I guess.
So what do we put? We have on the agenda right now tax. We have on the agenda abatements and court orders discussion.
Well, then we can prove them during discussion.
Okay, but that's the same deal. Yeah.
What we're going to do is talk about whether or not to do it on a weekly basis. We really just push that off until next Monday. We do that. But we can handle them.
Is abatements in court? It's abatements, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're fine.
Well, what are you wanting to do with this contractor? You want to return this to?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Okay.
How many are you aware of? Were all the changes in BOE based upon appraised instead of assessed? Oh my gosh! If they were. Then you don't think so?
I asked yesterday, said one. This is
no, No, there are many.
I know.
And I was told that there were some of the motions that we made were based off the increase, not over the overall valuation. So like when we said reduced by 20%, it was reduced by 20% of the increase, not 20% of the overall valuation. So it's possible that every BOE case is wrong.
But go ahead, you've talked.
I visited with Sheila about this. At one point, it was one.
Yeah.
And there was four, and the correction was made on some of them, and then there was one again. I talked to her yesterday. This is eight, isn't it?
Yeah, coming from Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to take a few minute break? Someone will walk and see how many there is to see if we need to create more time, repost it. Do we do any of that?
Do we have to make that correction?
We get a vote in the correction.
If we already voted as a BOE and we lowered and just didn't get done.
Or got done incorrectly and we got to double check that.
Thank you.